Okay. So last time we pointed out this amazing thing about Nevuah, okay, that is only going to come back at a period after they do tshuva and this kapola, the Abuzah Shebrachim Aleihem, and the same thing, Melucha is going to come back in that way. That's what Ram talks about, okay? This all, okay, wait a minute. Something happened. This all, okay. One second. Okay, one second. Okay. The issue, and the interesting issue over here, is see, all that was Hakdoma to the following, something about Melech and Sanhedrin and Kohen Gadol over here, correct? This was really a Hakdoma to something, because otherwise the whole discussion was irrelevant, correct? So he says, V'yadua shehamilchomo v'akibush the Kibush Ha'oretz, okay, that's a pop, which I saw this not only in Kapach, it's also in Koirach, so probably, and whatever it is, probably a proper translation, okay, Kibush Ha'oretz, lo yi ele b'melech, v'tzah Sanhedrin g'doylo, v'koyin godo, k'mo she'oma, v'fnei el oza, k'yein ya'amoid, okay? Now, so why is Yeduah? Hayoish nistalkul nevuah umeluchem Yisrael. So therefore, it's poshut the melchama is not noigis as man as there because you need them. Okay, you need the melech for all melchamas. Okay. So lechoy when he says melchama, he's talking melchamas mitzvah, melchamas reshus. Certainly, as far as melech is concerned. Kibush Ha'aretz, okay, we spoke about. Now, here is a problem. There's no din miyuchad in Kibush Ha'aretz except Kedush Eretz Yisrael. Kedush Eretz Yisrael, Kibush Ha'aretz is Kibush Rabim. And Ha'amilchus Chumois, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis and Gimel, and Perek Hei, Halacha Vav, and in Melachim, but there's no mitzvah of yuchedesh of kibush ha'aretz. And here we're talking about mitzvahs. So we know what Ram's talking about. And even in the Eretz Yevtich Avrom, the mitzvah is hachromat zayin amamid, not kibush ha'aretz. And this will be very important. I just want to show you something new, which, you know, I'm not sure that people stress here. Because the Ram says, when you look at it, in Asei Kupay Zayin, he should tzivonu la'arug shiva amim la'abdom. So talking about the shiva amim, not about Eretz Yisrael. Sheheim ho yusherish avudazor v'yisrei darishon. V'uamu yisale achrim tachrimim. Ubei alonu b'har b'ksuvim shesiba zeh kidei shelo nilma mikfirosam. Behine box of Rabbin, the Zaris Alarigos, and the Chazik Bazet. Umilcham to Milchemis Mitzvah. So, what's the Milchemis Mitzvah? It's the Chom Zayin Am. Correct? Correct? So, that's not Kibush Ha'aretz. That's a Chom Zayin Am. The Ram Nuchz Melachim. I just wanted, because I want to make it clear, because last week, I'm not sure if I. You know, I banged it the proper way. In Perik Hei, Vilz Melocha Melocha Dalet, Mitzah say, L'hachrim Shiva Amim, Shnei Mahachrim Tachrimim, Chol Shebo, L'yodoy, Echa Mehem, V'lehogoy, Oy V'loises, Shnei Melois Chai Kol Neshoma. Okay, and you can add, okay, if you want to, you know, finish it, if you have any sveikis, you look at the Ram towards the end of Kuf Pei Zayin, okay? And what does he say?
he has a whole discussion. Maybe the mitzvah of Mahachroma Zayin Am is a mitzvah Shah.
Why? Because the Zayin don't exist. But it's a mitzvah Kibbutz Eretz Yisrael. You know, you got, if you lose it, you got to get it back.
So the mitzvah is Hachroma Zayin Am.
Okay. And it's the same thing by Moloch. Okay. Whatever it is by Moloch, but that's not Kibbutz Eretz anyway, correct? So the Chayra, we have no clue what Kibbutz Eretz and what the issue over here is doing Minyan HaMitzvahs. There's nothing Kibbutz Eretz that ain't doing Minyan HaMitzvahs. However, if the Rambam had accepted the Ramban, then everything would have been okay, but he doesn't. Because the Ramban, you see, it's more, you see, everyone, when they talk about the Ramban, in what is the mitzvah of Kibbutz Eretz or Rashtim, okay? They talk about the Rambam, and Hilchos Melachim is an Inyan, okay? But when you talk about pure, unadulterated Minyan HaMitzvahs, that's not the issue. Because the Rambam learns the mitzvah of Milchemes Mitzvah, the Ramban learns the Milchemes Mitzvah of Kibbutz Eretz. We'll see. The Rambam learns Milchemes Mitzvah Achrom Zayin Amim. It's like a whole new world. Correct? It's not, you know, everyone wants, you know, Eretz Yisrael, you know, oh, is it an Inyan and what, yeshiva? But it's not the issue over here in Minyan HaMitzvahs. That's not the issue. That's the Ramban says. Mitzvah revish nitzavino reshes oretz, asher nosan okel, yisborach yis'al alav yiseinu, li'av mitzvah Yaakov, v'lod nazvena b'yad zol oseinu, min omois, o l'shamamo. They settled or not settled. We have to settle it.
Now, the important line is this line. Vizu he shachachom kli noisa milchemes mitzvah. Or the milchemes mitzvah is not the achrom zayin amim. The milchemes mitzvah is the Yerushas Eretz Yisrael. So if you say that, so understand Kibbutz Eretz could have been meaningful over here. But we don't see any expression of this in the Rambam. We don't know what he's talking about over here. You know, whether he held like this and changed his mind, we have no clue, correct? Is that a reasonable horror? Let's go on, okay? So this is an unbelievable thing.
So the Muhammad could be that from his name, Muhammad, he says.
The Muhammad is, the Rambam, you see, if you look, again, you look at Kuf Pei Zayin, Umilchamtom Milchemes Mitzvah. The Milchemes Mitzvah is the Milchama with the Zayin Amim. In the Ramban, the Milchemes Mitzvah is the Yerush Ha'aretz. Correct? It's an important deal. Correct? I'm Amish not saying anything. I'm just reading the words. Everyone's so interested. No. Ra, ra, ra. Which way you're writing, how you say it. But that's not the issue over here. The issue is, what is the Milchemes Mitzvah? Correct? As far as we're concerned over here, at the end of Sherez Yudalit, where he's talking about categorizing mitzvahs which depend upon Melech or Nevuah, whatever, correct? Next. Now, when he talks about, now let's go back, when he talks to when he talks here about Muhammad. But he says, what's Loyu Bemelech Basan Hajin Agdoila? Here it's not 100% clear, okay? So you need melech for both mochemes mitzvah and mochemes vushus. But Sanhedrin and Gedolah you need for mochemes vushus. Ochein, okay. So this is what Ram says in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Hei, Aloch Aleph and Beis. Ein ha-melech nilcham tchilo, el mochemes mitzvah, v'chule, v'yachkach nilcham mochemes vushus. Mochemes mitzvah ein otzorach lito bo vushus bezdem. Elo yoytze me'atzma v'choleis. It's the melech, but you need melech. Av mochemes vushus einu yoytze motzi om bo el al pi bezdem shoshim b'yachot. So you need Sanhedrin. Now, we're going to have to come back to this later. This is not for now. You see, what the Ram's trying to do is explain why these things are not noig bizman hazeh. Okay? See, you have no melech. Okay? What does he want with Sanhedrin HaGadol over here? It's irrelevant over here. He's just telling you the fact. Or maybe there's no Sanhedrin today. And we have to know. But the Ram said before, it's just an introduction to the discussion later. The Ram said before, there's no nefashis now. But it's not an issue of nefashis. So what happened over here? Is he just telling you a fact? And then he says, V'koyehen Godol. And what does Koyehen Godol mean? U'kamoi she'om u'vnei al oza ha'koyehen ya'amoid. Okay? See here, is shelas u'mitumu. So means mochomo mochemes vishus, you need melech and Sanhedrin, atzah Sanhedrin, and shelas u'mitumu. Correct? So just before we get started, the assumption over here is that there's some relationship between Nevuah and Shelus Uvetumim. Because the Ram is introducing the whole discussion over here, which we spoke about last week, that there's no Nevuah Bizman Hazeh, and there's no Malchus Bizman Hazeh. And that has its repercussions in Milchama. So it has its repercussion in Milchama because there's no melech. But also, because the relationship between Shelus Uvim V'tumim and Nevuah, if there's no Nevuah, then the whole idea of Shelus Uvim V'tumim is completely out. Correct? Is that fair? Okay. Correct?
I will see.
Yes.
The Kohen was not necessarily a Navi.
We don't know if this is a Nevuah. He's a prayer. We'll see about all this. But whatever happens, but you see, whether the Kohen Gadol can do it or can't, but he's talking about theoretically, is it possible to have a Kohen Gadol and to be sure of him to him today? Correct? So, I'm just pointing something out now, but I don't want to discuss it at the moment. L'cheira, you could have sidetracked the whole discussion about Nevuah and said maybe if you need Kohen Gadol, maybe you need Beis HaMikdash Kayim. He doesn't talk about that. He's talking about pure unadulterated Nevuah. Correct? Correct? Okay. Now, this is a Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, in Chelek Beis, Perek Mem Hei. He says, V'chein Kohen Gadol, Hanishal B'urim V'tumim, Mizeh HaKat. Rotzaloyma, Shuhukmoy Shezocho, Shechina, Shuhukmoy Shezocho, Shechina Sheira Olov, Umedabi Buruch HaKadosh. So it means that Shelas Kohen Gadol is Ruach HaKodesh, and Urim V'Tumim is the second Daga of Nevuah. So then the Rambam, when he says, V'yadua, Shal Milchoma V'Kibush HaAlotis Lo Yiyu Ela B'Melech Atzas Sanhedrin V'Kohen Gadol, Kmo Shomot Nei Aloz HaKohen Yamoi, is because there's no Nevuah. So there's no Shelas Urim V'Tumim. Correct? So the whole discussion, the Rambam Lechera, is focused on the issue about Urim V'Tumim. Okay. So we could have had a discussion with Mrs. Elof Tishmon. Okay. So maybe that's Poshit, because there's no Nevuah. So there's certainly no Mitzvah Tishmon. You can have a discussion about a relationship between Nevuah and Urim V'Tumim, which is a little more complex, and then he has to make the point. But in Eilat Tishmon, there's no discussion, correct? However, what about Misnabe B'Shem Avodah Zorah? What about Misnabe B'Shem Avodah Zorah? Because, right? Misnabe b'shem avodah zorah, do you need a real Novi? Do you need a real Novi from Misnabe b'shem avodah zorah? If you remember from last week, the Rambam in Meira, when he's talking about the Cholim Chaloim and B'neichem Reisechem, he quotes the posik of Misnabe B'Shem Avodah Zorah, if you recall. And he says that it's some he'ora, it could be tzedekes, but it's nothing to do with the, it's nothing to do with the, right? It's nothing to do with real Nevuah. So it's nothing to do with real Nevuah. So maybe there should be Misnabe B'Shem Avodah Zorah even Bizman Azeh. Correct? See, here, I want to show you something, okay? So look, correct? See, here, if you remember the Lashon, he says, because Misnabe B'Shem Avodah Zorah, Misnabe B'Shem Avodah Zorah, in Loisase Chofches, he shehishilnu, Mishmor Nisnabe B'Shem Avodah Zorah. Because the Rambam in the Ruchim that we brought before last week says the Cholim Chaloim is nothing to do with Nevuah. So the Cholim should be knowing Bizman Hazeh, correct? So even if I would have asked you off the cuff, if there's no Nevuah, is there an Isa of Misnabe B'Shem Avodah Zorah? I would have said no, because there's no Nevuah. But the answer is that there's no problem, correct? Because this is nothing to do with Cholim Chaloyim, is not Nevuah, and the Taki is an Issa. Now, the next question is, what about Novi Asheker? You have to ask yourself, what is the Isam? Misnabe B'Shem Avodah Zorah, because the Torah says Cholim Chaloyim. And the Rambam in the Vuchim says Cholim Chaloyim. It's not to do with Nevuah. Nevi Abal, Nevi Asher, he quotes in Meira, okay? But the question is, what's Novi? Novi Asheker. Is a Novi Asheker, Chanem is a Novi, but he just went off the path. Or a Novi Asheker could even be an imposter who comes and say, here I am. But the truth is, any Novi who comes, any person who comes and said, I had a Nevuah, by definition, Novi Asheker, because there's no Nevuah. So is there Novi Asheker, Bizman Hazeh, or not? The Rambam doesn't talk about any of this, because the Rambam assumes that whatever it is Poshit. Either it's Poshit this way, Poshit that way. Because he says that Elof Tishmon, L'Chayil is Poshit, that's what he doesn't talk about it. And L'chayor Tevis Nama Vodazo is Poshit because it doesn't depend. It's the Via Baal, the Via, and the Via Sheir. It doesn't depend on the Vua, okay? And what about Nove Sheker? I don't know. Okay?
The Rambam is saying that this man has the realm has ended. I got the message that now we're not allowed.
It doesn't make a difference. Even the Nove come and say, I had in the Vua that our Tor, or Tomei Tomei is also Nove Sheker. But the question is, since there's no Nevuah Bizman Azeh, so what? How do you look at it? See, if Novi comes and says Nevuah Bizman Azeh, by definition, it's not a Novi Hashek.
But what I'm saying is, the Pesach that Bizman Azeh lasts forevermore.
The Ram says, Ad Shiasu Tshuva, V'Yachmeo, so it's Shtei Rambam. So it means that anyone comes as Nevuah, by definition, Sheker. The question is, you look at this, this is not a Gavra Novi B'chal, we need a Gavra. For example, Zokei Mamre, that makes a whole big deal. Zokei Mamre is Echum Meichach Me'am Meserim, Atik Yashmur, Somoch Yeshiv Sanhedrin. If some joker comes around and says, I'm Cholek on Bezna Agolo, even though if Zokei Mamre says the same thing, Zokei Mamre, he's a joker, and we just laugh at him. So what about Novi Hashem? Okay, Beseda? Okay, it's a reasonable question, I know the answer. Because the Ram doesn't have like a discussion. He talks about Nevuah and that you need certain milas to be a Novi, but he doesn't tell you the flip side. He's talking about getting Nevuah. But what are the, and that's why he said even Maimon Har Sinai, it wasn't a prophetic experience. It's only, they only heard Kol Dvarim, they didn't hear Dvarim, correct? So we have to know what, how do you look at Novi Hashekel? Okay. Misnaba for the Zohar, which Shema for the Zohar said it would be. Now, what's Nevi'ah Baldi? Correct? Now, the real Nevuah. Now, next. So, the Ram says in She'omah, K'moy She'omah Lefnei V'choyhen Godol, K'moy She'omah Lefnei Eloza K'in Ya'amoid, who's supposed to stand, first of all? That's the Melech, correct? The Melech, so you need the Melech for this also. You need the Melech, and you need the Kohen God with the Urim Betumim. So it's something else. There's Melech, and there's Atzah Sanhedrin, and there's Kohen God, but Kohen God also goes together with Melech, because the Melech is Nachshon Shoyim. But the only time you need in Mechemes Mitzvah, you don't need a Shaila B'chlau. And Mechemes, we sure see, needs Sanhedrin, and we'll see, you need also Urim V'Tumim. So, Chol Mechemes Mitzvah, there's no Sanhedrin, there's no Urim V'Tumim. Mechemes, we sure see, there's both Sanhedrin and Urim V'Tumim, correct? And L'chol is a Sugi in Sanhedrin, that base. And the Gemara Tezayin Ra'az Emotziin Marani Mili Omer Bavo the Omer Kroh Lefnei Aloz Akein Yamud who Zemelech, who's the one that's Am Yamud is the Melech V'chol Bnei Yisrael Itay Zemeshuach Melchama V'chol Eida Zil Sanhedrin V'Dilma Sanhedrin Who the Koma Lahu Rachmon Lishalei Bu Metumim Elo. Oh, Malchin b'Sanhedrin, v'Sholin b'Urim v'Tumim. Oh, Rav Yosef, my kro, v'Achre Achitofo, b'Noyahu, b'Yoyodo, v'Rav Yosef, v'Sar Tzvo, l'Melech Yoyim, Achitofo ze Yoyitz, v'Cheinu Oime, v'Atzas Achitofo, Asher Yoatz, v'Chule. Okay, very nice. So the question is, what's the pasuk? So the pasuk is the pasuk in Divrei Yomim that the Gemara quotes, but the Ram quotes the pasuk Lefnei Aloz Akayin Yamud, not the pasuk the Gemara says. It's as he pulled the trick off. Ram quotes Lefnei Aloz Akayin. The Gemara says, no, you need the pasuk in Divrei Yomim. So I think the Ram learned the new pshat in the Gemara Sanhedrin. Or that we remember the Ramban says in Sherish Beis that sometimes the Matikiyash, sometimes the Nevi'im are historians they tell you that there was Tachon of the Rabbanon. And sometimes they come as Matiki Ashmur, telling you Purushim and Psukim, Kabbalahs. The Achitofel and this Pesuk in Divrei Yomim is the Purushim Mekubal, the Taichop, Lifnei Aloza Klein Yamud. If we wouldn't have had this Pesuk, we wouldn't have known this, because we didn't have the Kabbalah. So that's what's going on. So after everything's said and done, you can quote this Pesuk, Lifnei Aloza Klein Yamud, and that's what it is. That's the long quote. It's an amazing thing. So you want to chat with both. Okay. Now, and therefore, the Gemara can bring in humor after the Gemara Sanhedrin finished, same way the Ram did it, the Gemara can do it also. Lefnei Eloza, the Gemara can call Lefnei Eloza Stam and say, that's the Makor for Shalas Melech. Listen to the Gemara in humor, I ain't getting a base. Look at the Gemara Sanhedrin, you say, how could that be? So exactly what the Gemara Sanhedrin says, you know, you can't say until you have the Pesuk of Divrei Yomim, and the Gemara Yomim says the Stam. Okay. So you can say you want to steer our sugis. But you have the Ram over this name Melech HaKohen who just says it's Stam. And the more you says it's Stam. So I would say the better way to say is that the Pesuk in Divrei Yomim is the Pirush HaMekubal telling you that's Pshat and Pesuk. And once you have the Pesuk in Divrei Yomim, you all said. Correct? So the same error that the Ram has committed, the Gemara Yomim has committed. So you have the Ram and the Gemara Yomim, you don't say it's an error. You say, oh, no, that's the Pshat. He's learning up. That's the Pirush HaMekubal. Correct? Shouldn't say, it's the Ram gemacht at all. But that's Pshat. Correct? Next. Now, the Ramban comes and turns the world upside down. He says, there's a new mitzvah in Minyan HaMitzvahs. You know what the mitzvah is called? V'lifnei Elosa HaKoyen Ya'amoid. A mitzvah, I say, one of Tayyag mitzvahs. Okay? Let's see. Asay v'alam shesilek. So the Ram has a suffix about this. He says the following. V'yeshli, I'm reading Ramban, okay. V'yeshli, inyan mitzvah mistapik olai. V'hu, shiruli, she mitzvah al hakohen. Oh, Allah Shayfate. Okay. See, here's interesting. I'm not getting involved in this. I remember Gershon Zechayin of the Bocha always to say, you know, the question is, what's the din Shayfate? You know, what's the din? You know, where does he have dinim? Because the Ram, you know, it's not negay, because never after Malchus Beis Dova, he doesn't have it. But what's his koyach al pi halacha? So Ramban talks about it. When he's mechadish this new inyan in derech hakol, derech hapshat, v'chol chemesh yochem in odom, lo yipodem, mos yumos, he says a melech ha-shefet, okay, that was, you know, that was yiftach, whatever, you know. Okay, the Ram in the Vuchel talks about shefet in terms of that they had Ruach Hashem, the first dag of the Vuh, that's his discussion in Chelik Beis, Perek Mem Hei, but actually, what is the din shofar al pi halacha? We don't know. But the Ramban clearly says, or the person that asked, that goes to the Uvetumim, and they can bring that out to Muhammad, that's the shofar. So that's what he says over here. Melech HaShofet. He says, Melech HaShofet, Umi Sha'om, B'Rishusay, Lo'itziyom, L'tzov. I don't know exactly. So here, I'm not getting involved in it. He, see, the Ramban's mash is only Melech. The Ramban extends Muhammad to Shayfet, and then he says, Umi Sha'om Pushus Laitzim Matsova. But Muhammad, we don't know who that is or whether there should be such halachas. Okay? I mean, I'm not getting involved in this. You can ask the question, what was the heter of the Chashmonoim? You know, is it a Muhammad? What's the Muhammad? Muhammad's, well, you know, you need a melech for Muhammad. What's Muhammad's Mitzvah? Muhammad's Mishus? Before there was, you have to know what it is. I'm not getting involved. But he has the option. He's learning. That's dumb. So he does what the Rambam did and quotes this pasuk, and he says he's not clear about it, but it's a mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. Yitzava b'Yeshua shua Moshe l'rishon asher hu pokid al o'edah sheisha b'nyon amuv metubim v'yalpi mishpotom yotziyam yovim v'chein b'chol ha-shiftim v'amlochim l'deris. But here when he mentioned it again, he doesn't mishe b'yishu sa'am lo'tziyam, it's only shiftim v'amlochim l'deris. I don't know what l'deris is. As the shiftim l'deris? Or once there was an institution of melech, there's no more shaftim. That's what I always thought. But I don't know. Okay, Beseder. Or he says, Hashaftim, it could be maybe you can do it. Hashaftim, I'm loch medeis. I don't know how to read it exactly. Okay, you know, you can play around with it. V'chenom b'gmor b'vachis, with Sanhedrin, Shehoye, David HaMelech, Mitzave, L'chu, Pishnu Yedechem, B'gedud, Shesholim, B'um, B'tum. Ah, but the Rambam certainly doesn't have such a mitzvah. So what is it? Is it b'chlal the dinim of Mechemes Rishus? It's not the dinim, okay? But on the other hand, the Ram has a separate mitzvah of Mashiach's Koyim Mechoma. Okay? Which is the mitzvah Nefredes. And it's not a chelik of the mitzvah of Mechemes Rishus. So, you know, that's Mina Kotze. Kuf Tzadi, Laseis B'Mechemes Rishus, Kemishbara Kosa Batera, Shenema Kisiko Ria, Lassis the Mechemis Rishus, Kemishbara Kosa Batera. So I don't know if it's limited to how you besiege the city. It could be to all the Dinim. And then Kufsari Aleph, Lim Shoyach Koyin, Lim Mechoma, Shenema Bohoy Kikovchem, El Mechoma, Venigash Akoyin. Maybe you can flip it. And maybe Shelis Um V'tumim is a hechsher. Because you can't even start the Mechoma until you have the Shela. Maybe it's something like what the Rambam has in Sheris Yud about the Asiyas Lechem Aponim for the Lechem Aponim. And maybe the Shulchan might also go. The Shulchan, the Ramban also puts the Shulchan even into this. In his Asogis to Asay Lama Gimel. Okay? But I'm not going so far. But whatever it is, and maybe it's Dama Heksha. And that's Sheresh Yud. That Heksha and Mitzvahs are not Minyan Mitzvahs. You can't have Mechemes Rishus without the Sheila from Uvim Metumim. Okay. However, maybe you can go further. That the din sheila um betumim is a din in the big dekuna. It's not stam. It's that the big dekuna. It's a din the big dekuna. That the sheila should be big dekuna. It sounds very strange, but I just want to point out it's also bizarre the way how the Rambam quotes the din of um betumim. Okay. So if I would have learned Um V'Tumim and have Din of Um V'Tumim, I would have quoted it in Hilchos Melachim. Okay. It's part of the Din of Mechemes Rishus, correct? So you know where the Rambam quotes all this? Listen to this. Listen to Perek Yud of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Halacha Yud. You get the impression if it's a Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, the Chadin, at the Shelis Umbetum is a Din Klei HaMikdash, or to the Begodim. Osu Bebayis Sheni Umbetum. But listen to the Lashon. The Lashon is amazing, okay? And just sit back and look objectively without any acts, without any agenda. Listen to this. Osu Bebayis Sheni Umbetum Kedei Lahashlim Shmona Begodim. Okay? Good. That's nice.
Then he has a line here, which is bizarre. The afalpi shlohi nishalim b'yom. The Rambam has to apologize? Or that if the chefs of Mu'um v'tumim b'teres beged is for Sheila, then it's a chiddush, and even though there's no Sheila, it also has a second din of Bidikuna. But if the din of Sheila and Mu'um v'tumim is not a din of chefs of beged, this whole apology of the Rambam is completely out of context. And that's why it quotes in the Chaskei HaMikdash, because the big dekuna, the big dekunas. So it's not when the Ramban learns of Nelo Zakriyam, it's a whole different world. So that's again, listen to Perek Yud. When I saw Lachi Perek Yud, Lachi Yud, first I said he quotes in the Chaskei HaMikdash. But look, Perek Yud, Lachi Yud. Also, by Sheni Umbetumim. So I would have written the Ram, I would have written like this. Also, by Sheni Umbetum, Gehil Hashi Shmona Begodim. He adds a line. Also, by Sheni, what's an apology? What's an apology? Now,
the Rambam is saying that the Urim and Thummim by Sheni Esav could not be Nishal, or from the Heftza of the Urim and Thummim, you could have been just because the door didn't have.
Yeah, that's what he says, it's not in the void today. That's what he's saying before.
So what he's explaining is that by Sheni, because the Heftza could have been Shayach to Sheila, it does have the din. Of the big,
we don't know that. We don't know he said that. It could be, it's nothing as far as that is. Afal pi das, k'dei l'ashlim. He said k'dei l'ashlim. He doesn't say, if you want to say what you said.
How could you have it without?
No, because it's vice versa. That's what he's trying to tell. It's the second din, there's a din. There's part of Shmon Begodim. And also the chefsa beg is a beg of a shit. That's what it seems to say, because the other one's going to be afal pi. I just think, well, I don't know what the afal pi is. Okay, but say that. I don't know. It really is irrelevant to me.
What happens after the afal pi?
That's going to continue. The Afop, you want to continue reading the Afop, Shalahoy and the Sholem Ben, explains why they weren't Sholem. Okay? So you don't need, the truth is you don't need an explanation. Because you would say that theoretically could have done it, doesn't make a difference. But I'm as much more forget, I'll be then you can't do it. And he's explaining you why. Now, I just want to go a little bit further. Now the Lam goes further. Now, so therefore, the dinim of Sheila on Hus Klei HaMikdash, because part of dinim big dekuna. Okay. Oh, that's why. So it's an odd place to put it. That's why he puts it, because the Rambam organized again according to Tadoma. He organizes Mishneh Torah according to Minyan HaMitzvos. And then Klei HaMikdash, Halacha Yud, Yud Aleph. In Perek Yud, Halach Yud Aleph Yud Beis, Bekeita Sholim, Oymer Akoi, Uponav Lifnei Oren, Vesholim Me'achov, Uponav Le'achre Hakoyin. So I don't know, it's Ponav Le'oren. I don't know what it is exactly, because it's also part of the Ika Halach. He wouldn't, you know, you have to go back to what it is. I'm not getting involved in this. I don't want you, just trying, you shouldn't ask me questions. Vakoyin, Meshiva, V'oymer Loi, Alei Aloi Sale, V'chulein, V'ein Nisholim. But head the hedget, el ola melech, ola bezdin, ola bezdin, ola me, shet so chatsiba boy. So the same foot. Shenem of Nelo Zakoy Nyamoy, who ze melech, Mohobene Israel, ze Moshoch Mohoma, oi me, shet so chatsiba bishelosa, ola eda, ola bezdin, a gold of Mohoma. Okay? Now, you have a problem with you. Okay, so it sounds very good. But it goes to. But what mitzvah is there in Klei HaMikdash that has to do with Urim V'Tumim? Because let me explain to you. In Minyan HaMitzvahs, in part of the mitzvahs, the beginning of Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam has the following mitzvah. Lilboish Bigdei Kuhuna La'avodah. It's not even the Asiyah. Okay? It's the Levisha, La Aveda. Correct? So Asiyas Umetumim, L'Chayra, is only a Hechsher for the Levisha. And that also goes to Sherish Yud. But the amazing thing, if you look at the Asay, Lamed Gimel, which is the Asay of Big Dekuna, Hich Nitztavinu HaKohanim, Lil Bosh Begodim Yuchodim, L'chov V'sifor, Z'ozi Avdav Mikdash, V'omo Yis'ala, V'yosisa Big Dekodesh. The mitzvah is V'yosisa Big Dekodesh, and the mitzvah Chlavisha. Whatever it is, that's what he says. Okay, same. That does not matter. So it's a very strange thing. In Klei Mikdash, even the mitzvah is Dr. Levisha. There's a din, and Levisha is only Avoida. And Avoida do the Urim V'Tumim. There's a din in the Urim V'Tumim that requires Shayla, and that's why he's talking in Klei Mikdash. It's a very odd thing. I'm not sure I get it exactly. Now, you should know the Rambam quotes V'Tumim one other place. Besides the din Nechefs of Beged, there's also a din Sheila from the because he quotes, and it's a din. It's a din in Midinei Beisa Bechira in Kiddush Machnes. He quotes it in Perek Vav Luchos Beisa Bechira Halacha Yirav. Amos Yivan Ha'ir Va'azores El Api Melech V'Api Novi V'Uvuim V'Tumim. Okay, so there's no steal. It's a din in the beged, and it's from the din ema, and it's a din from the kiddush hamach. Correct. The problem is something else. This amazing thing over here, and this is, you know, I don't know what to say. I'm just presenting a fact. The Rambam over here is having a discussion completely off the cuff about which mitzvahs he doesn't have. Well, I'm not knowing the days. He's lighting Kilo Chafetz Chaim's, pamphlet that mitzvah noigis bezman hazeh. Okay, he's telling you this is not noig. You know, correct. And it's so posh to the Rambam that milchama requires umetumim. Correct. Is any doubt in your mind that it's not a double posh? Because this is what he talks about in the Mu'ah here. Correct? Wouldn't you expect the Rambam and Mishneh Torah to have a remark someplace in one of the 14 Sfarim that Melchemes Rishus needs Sheila and Urim V'Tumim? Such a double portion here in Sefer Mitzvos. And the answer is there is absolutely no Remes in Mishneh Torah that Milchama requires Urim V'Tumim. It's an amazing, amazing thing. And here it's like a double portion, like there's nothing to talk about. Okay? The fact is a fact. Okay? Now, next, okay? Now, here we go, okay? That's okay, correct? Everything is odd, okay? But I there's nothing I said that I think, you know, this it's what he's saying, no, it's not, you know. Okay. Ulapilsum ho inyonim ho elu kulam eitz rov anoshim. So since people, I don't know who the rov anoshim are, the Rambam, I guess, I don't know. We have to do sociologically the Poshet Amor, it's what he knew, but I assume, you know, I have a Kabbalah from Rav Gusman that the Poshet Amor is the Zelma from us. And that, you know, he's talking about the yeshivas, you know, like in all yeshivas, you know, there's 100, they know, didn't have that much shaykhs, you know, this and that, you know. It's not that the world changed, but okay. But the Rambam seems to say, Lefirsam, Ho'in Yonim, Ho'elu, Eitzel, Reiv, Ho'anoshim, I don't know what they are. The Reiv, Anoshim, the Tamil, Chom, who are they? Okay. Kol mitzvah say loisis heshetir tluya bekobonis, oy ba'avoydes, oy b'misis bezin, oy b'senhejin, oy b'novi, oy b'melech, oy b'mechemes mitzvah, mechemes rishus. He doesn't have to tell you that they're not knowing
בפני הבאי, זה שלא בפני. לא אצטרך שאוהים בו ומצווה זויס, אין חיובם בו, אלא בפני הבאי, כי זה דובר פושט, אוקיי? So everyone knows this. All these things, what is it he mentioned in Mishnah Torah? About the Vitum, the Dol Poshe, it's a loyma noshim, we don't have to talk about it. Correct? He doesn't have to comment in the mitzvah. Correct? It's an amazing thing. Now, I'm okay with everything. If you recall, we spoke about Avoidus, right? And we're wondering, you know, what's going on? Does he learn that there's an Issa of Shechut Echutz Bezman Hazeh or not? He doesn't talk about Avoidus. We had this problem, correct? Because the Ram clearly says in Minyan HaMitzvahs that it's only Nehru from the Abayis. And here it's Mashmo, that if the Bayis, but he says that even if the Bayis is not Kayim, there still is a Chiv Kolis, because it's Makriv Ma'pushen Bayis. And here he doesn't seem to be working like that. It's a problem, correct? You know, you can say whatever you want, but it's, you know, whatever you say is difficult, okay? You know, maybe he's not the way he says later. The problem over here is four words put together, okay? Oh, okay, we'll leave it all. See, oh, b'avoidus, right? B'kobonis, oh, b'avoidus. Oh, b'mises bezden, oh, b'senhedjim. Obenovi, Umelach, Omechemes Vishus is okay. Melach and Novi is also okay, correct? Avoidus, we had the problem about. Mises Bez is also okay, because you have the Mechot of Shem Yochoi, correct? And I'm quoted before. Korbonus is also okay, okay? Well, it depends on Bais, but what about Sanhedrin? The Ram himself said that basically Sanhedrin is not the problem. The problem is you have to be lifnei abayis. The Sanhedrin sit lifnei abayis in order for Mises Bezin to be valid. But there's no problem that Sanhedrin betrays Sanhedrin. Requires based on Mikdash Kayim. Correct. And if you recall before, when he introduced the problem of Muhammad or Kibush Oretz, he talks about Melech and Sanhedrin and Atzah Sanhedrin and about Urim V'Tumim. So I asked you before, I alluded to this before, we didn't know what I was alluding to, but is he serious about the Sanhedrin? And here he seems to be serious. He never introduced it. He concludes that it's a problem without even introducing it. But we don't know what the problem is. Correct? So that's a reasonable issue to deal with. Correct? See here, like this. And I say Kufay involved. They tear insult to injury. And I say Kufay involved. He should see Vonu, Limdoi Shaftim, Umitznai Mitzvah, I'm skipping a little bit. Umitznai Mitzvah Zushi, Ashaftim Elu, Madrega Lamayu Madrega. There's different, okay? Say that. Vachule, Vismar Vyushalayim, Bezdin Hagod, the Mishivim Dayonim. Vismanu Echod Al Elu Ashivim, Vuhu Holesh Hayeshiva. Okay? וכשנסקיים מסמיך בארץ ישראל עוז אפשר לסמכם ההם, לסמכם ההם שישבו בארץ בחוץ לארץ. That's what we know, correct? אבל לא יודינו בדינים נפושס, לא בארץ, לא בחוץ לארץ.
Elohim Kane, or your base of a hero, Amate. So when he's talking to Mitzvah Sanhedrin, he says, no problem. The Mitzvah Sanhedrin is Noeg Bizman Hazeh. The problem is only what? Only Mises Bez. Correct? Correct? Is this a reasonable question? Yeah? Okay, cool. So let me try to deal with it. Okay? Visu. There was the head and Shabbat Yavne. So, and that was after Chuban Habayis. So, you can't say that Sanhedrin depends on base of Mikdash Kayim. It's like, well, Rosh Hashanah. Mo says, Laman Aleph, Oman Aleph, Om of Yehuda, Baridi, Om of Yechanon, Ese, Masos, Nosas, Shechina, Ukeneg, and Golsa Sanhedrin, Vachule, Ukeneg, and Golsa Sanhedrin, Megam, Milish Tagozis, לחנוס, מחנוס לירושלים, מירושלים ליבנה, מיבנה לאושה, מיושה ליבנה, ומיבנה לאושה, ומיושה לשפרום, ומשפרום לבי שעורים, בי שעורים לציפורי, מציפורי לטבריה. So it's mamish. The whole thing seems to be impossible. So I would tell you the answer is very simple. Okay? It is true that Sanhedrin in Chesed does not need Beis Hamikdash Kayim, Beis Tzur Yavne, the Tzipori, Beis Shor, whatever you want. Okay, but Lamaisa Hachzoris, when there was a Sanhedrin and there was smicha around and the thing was still continuing, it can continue and recycle indefinitely, independent. But once Smicha came to a halt, and Sanhedrin came to a halt, you could only rejuvenate, recreate Sanhedrin, only in context of Bifnei Habayis. And that's the Rambam's talking about here. I don't know. We'll see about the constitute of Smicha. We'll talk about the Rambam's issue. We'll see what he says. The Pirush Mishnayis, and we'll see if it's a But this is the issue. The question is, I'm telling you, it's very clear that Sanhedrin does not depend upon base of Achira. That's what it's going all over the place. And the Rambam over here has an off-the-cuff remark. He says Sanhedrin. And it's anyone even asking the question. See, here I'll tell you the following. So maybe the Chiddush HaSmicha needs Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Okay. However, in Pirush Mishnayis, it doesn't seem that way, because in Perek Aleph B'Chus Sanhedrin, Ha Mishnah Gimel V'Ani Sovo, She'im Tiye Haskoma Mikol HaTalmidim V'Chachomim, Limnois Ish B'Yeshiva Kolim She'asu Roish, ובתנאי שיהי זה פרק ישראל כמו שהקדמנו, הרי עושה איש תסקה עם לו הישיב ויסמוך ויסמוך הוא אחר כך אס מי שירצה, לפי שאם לא יתאים הכן, לא תהיה אפשרות מציאס באיזן הגודל לעולם, לפי שצורך כל אחד מהם שיהי סמוך בלי ספק, והרי כבר הבטיח השם, בשיבוס ביום משיב ושבתאיך וישנו, So if you say the Shem Atayim Hashem Mashiach Yimne Oisa, the Afapi Sheinam Smuchim, how is it Mukhosh? We should go out beyond about Domus Sifreinu. Ze Shem Mashiach Lo Yoisa Matayu Lo Yiko Vimena. Lo Matayu Shem Ksav Lo Tayu Shem Apeh. So he can't make up a new thing, Smicha. So how does it work? So it must be that this is built in, that you can reconstitute Smicha. So that's what he says. Vani Sovash is a hedge in Toshu, Lifnei Hiskalos HaMashiach, So I'm not sure how bad this is. Because basically he's saying it's from the Simone of Mashiach and it's Mamash a prelude. So maybe the whole thing will only happen later and maybe we're okay. Okay? So, you know, you can ask, what does he say? It depends on what base on Mikdash. You know, and he's like, oh, you know. Okay. So you can, if you work on Pirish Mishnah, okay. But what you can do is flip it. And say maybe he's working on Mishnah Torah. Because in Mishnah Torah, in Perek Dal L'Chiyar Aleph, he says, didn't he say that it's portion, the Sanhedrin depends upon basic English Kaima? It's a long Anashim. He says, nearly in Perek Dal L'Chiyar Aleph, Hadvoim Shim Iskimu Koch Achomim, Shim Eretz Yisrael, Limno Is Dayon V'Lismoy Chayson. How he ain't saimchim, ain't smuchim, vieshlehen lodun, dine knosis, vieshlehen nismochacherim, im kein lomo chachomim, it's talen on a smicha, vieshle yavatlu, dine knosim Israel, lefishi is silver fuzol, vieshi, she askimu, kulon, vim hoya, shom somo, pisomuch, ain't so das kulon, wachule. Vadovetzorchech. So, wherever you say name of father, that according to the Ram Mishnah Torah, the whole chiddush of smicha is only for dinei knosis. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayis is talking about chiddush Sanhedrin. Here he's not talking about chiddush Sanhedrin, he's talking about reinstituting dinei knosis. It's a whole different world. And the Moshe Shtickel you find also in Shalom Tshuvos around the Rambach and Kuchus of smicha. So maybe then, that's the pshat in Ram Pergir Alfuchus Malachim Malach Alef. Malach Mashiach Osin Lamoid Ulaharzir Malchus Beis Dovin Liyoshna Lemshola Lishayna Uboina Beis Hamikdash Boina Hamikdash Umakabit Litchei Yisrael V'chizin Kol Mishpotim B'yom Kishoyo Mikolim. So what's more Mishpotim? Maybe means Sanhedrin. Or maybe it means just the Mishpotim. We don't know what he means. If it means Sanhedrin, then it's Mamish okay. So I'm not sure. You have two ways of doing this. You can say that since Sanhedrin is going to come prior, it's one of Simonim of Bias Mashiach and Binyan Abayis. So then, to be exact, Bifnei Abayis doesn't bother us that much. Or he actually means a chazor from what he says. That's what I would say. And Amit Hashem, I think we'll just have to end this Amit Hashem a little bit more next week, or we just skip this and maybe pick up Shereish Aleph or whatever. Okay, I'm saying.